The Pepper and Dylan Weekly Wrap Podcast is brought to you by James H. Brown & Associates. If you have questions about claims and injury law, get real answers from James H. Brown & Associates. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS 91.7.
I had a conversation the other day with my friend who I'm not going to say her name, but it starts with a G. You know who you are. We were talking about dating, and she's always talking about dating in the city and how it's difficult and how there are always problems. I mean, it might be her, to be honest, after having these conversations.
Okay.
But she was just saying how hard it is to find like a guy that checks all the boxes. And she was telling me about a date, because the dates she's been doing as of pandemic late is like distanced walk dates.
Right.
So, right. Like, I don't know. Like, if you go, like, they walk behind you or in front of you. I don't know how that works. Or you walk beside each other 6 feet apart. I don't know what it is.
It's tough to do.
She's gone on a couple of these walk dates. And she said that this last walk date that she went on sometime before Christmas was great. This guy was great. Everything was wonderful. He was fun. He was witty. He was charming.
Aww.
And I thought, well, that is just a lovely sounding story. This sounds great. This sounds like it's going to be awesome. So I said, well, when is date number two?
Yeah.
She said, that won't be happening. And I said, okay, witty, smart, great, good looking. Why is there no date number two? What's happening here? And she said, which shocked me, girls, let me know, 917-917, is this really a thing? She said, he wasn't tall enough.
Oh, no.
Too short of a guy was the reason there was no second date for her. Which just brought me to a sad place, because there was a time way back when I didn't get a second date because I chose a yellow sweater with a bright orange lobster on it for a date.
Why? I
thought it was awesome. I had found this in some discount bin of some high-end store. I found a sweater that no one wanted to buy.
Was it like bedazzled?
No, but it was awesome. It was a yellow sweater. Think like a baby chicken.
Okay.
Like that nice baby chicken yellow. And then it had like a big bright orange lobster on it.
Okay.
And apparently that was a major turnoff.
You think?
What do you mean? It's a shirt.
What were you thinking?
I honestly thought it was a cool shirt and it was worth wearing. But she ended up saying that that was the reason of it.
Okay.
I found out that it was because I wore a lobster shirt, but she wanted nothing to do with me in a second date.
Fair enough.
Seems ridiculous to me, as does he wasn't tall enough.
Yeah.
So 917-917 with the reason there was no second date. And ladies, 917-917. Not tall enough is enough to get you out, even though everything else seems so darn good?
Really? See, that's good, because at least you knew, right? At least you knew.
Doesn't feel good, Robbie. It did not feel good knowing that it was a shirt that caused the date not to happen.
What about the time that you you were with a girl?
Okay.
You took your shirt off.
Yes.
She got up and left, and you didn't hear from her again.
Janessa!
What about that?
No!
At least you knew this time that the shirt is what caused the distance.
Yeah, it was no shirt that time. Robbie, why did you bring that up?
I can't forget that.
Why did you have to bring that up?
I'm just saying, it's good to know. Even though it hurts, it's good to know.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
KISS 91.7.
We were talking about this earlier. I have a friend, and someone found out what friend it is. So I got to be careful about how I'm saying this, but there was no second date. She went on a first date. It was one of those socially distanced walk dates.
Yeah.
Everything was good. Everything, like when she told me about this guy, it sounded like this guy was primo.
Before she met him.
Yeah, like everything was like awesome. He's a nice guy. He's this, he's that. He's sweet. He's kind. He's funny. He's charming. And I thought, well, this is the one for you then. And then she found out that he was not tall. And there's going to be no second date because of it.
Right.
I was like, what? Right. No second date because the guy's height?
Yeah.
I thought this was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But 917-917, there's a lot of people texting in, like Jennifer. Jennifer is 6 feet tall, Jennifer?
Yep.
You are 6 feet tall and you need a taller than 6 feet guy or you're not interested.
At least 6 feet, 5'11", maybe.
What is, why though? Like, if every other box is checked, He's perfect. He's sweet. He's charming. He's nice.
They're friend-zoned.
Really?
Brutal.
Mainly because when you're 6 feet tall as a woman, you already get a lot of looks and you already get a lot of comments, especially on dating sites and stuff like that when you have your height.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost makes you just feel like you have more looks, I guess, if you were with a guy that was quite a bit shorter than you. And then it's really awkward to hug or bend down and kiss.
Yeah,
right?
you don't fit properly.
Really? So
yeah.
Have you ever been, you've never even tried it, or have you tried it and just go like that? Nope, not for me.
I don't think, ever since I was a teenager even, like I've had guy friends that are shorter and I just couldn't even imagine it. So I haven't really tried it.
Just
no.
Friend zoned right away.
Mm-hmm.
What if, Jennifer, the love of your life is sitting there at 5'7" and everything would be perfect?
Nope. Well, I don't have a 5'7" perfect guy friend right now, so we're good.
All right.
But like you said, Jennifer, it is something on dating sites you see, and it's a common thing that people put.
It is. And you know what? Actually, being on dating sites, a lot of times I'll just swipe left if they don't even have their height written, because it's one of the first questions I also ask them when I'm talking. Yeah.
Wait, do guys lie about it? Is this something guys lie about? I mean, guys always lie about some sort of size.
Yes, that is true. Actually, I went on, a guy was supposed to be 6 feet, so same height as me, and he had to have been about 5'8" once we met.
Did you call him on it, or you didn't call him on it?
The date was short.
So was he.
No pun intended.
Okay, there you go. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Jennifer, for sharing this morning.
Thank you.
Rachel, she's on line one. She says that she's okay with it. No?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
How tall are you, Rachel?
I'm 5'11".
You are 5'11", and tall is okay with you? Short is okay with you? Just a nice guy?
I actually like my height. I don't like when they're taller than me, because then I'm constantly looking up at them and my neck hurts, so I don't want that.
So you are the one that all the short guys need.
Yeah, I've actually dated quite short guys. I've dated a 5'6" guy. I'm actually with a 5'10" guy, so he's 1 inch shorter than me.
Okay.
But
do you bring
that up
often?
Oh, no, not at all. But he'll joke about it. He'll be like, oh, can you come grab this? I can't reach it.
So you say that your neck would hurt if there are a lot of people texting this morning saying that they want the tall man. I feel really bad for short guys right now.
I do, too, because I think they have such a low self-confidence over it. And it's sad because there's nothing wrong with it. It's amazing.
I'm average.
Nothing wrong with average.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel. We love you.
Okay, have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too.
Take care.
Thanks,
so
bye.
We're talking about why there was no second date. And it's unbelievable how many people put height as the reason for no second date.
It's shallow, but it's fair enough.
Robbie, for you personally, I mean, you date all the time. Is there anything at all that would be a turnoff?
No, but I'll be honest, because I have some of the dating sites, and I will, if a woman is tall.
Robbie, you have farmdate.com. all of them.
I did get farm dates, yes. It doesn't say people's height on there. But I will see, like if I'm on, there's a one called Hinge, that one of the main things, do you have kids? It shows that.
Right.
And how tall are you?
Right.
And I will purposely not match with women who are tall. They're beautiful, but I just know they don't want anything to do with me.
And how tall are you?
5'10"?
That's not short.
Like average, right?
Yeah.
I can stand on my tippy toes pretty good. Like I can stand for extended amount of times on my tippy toes. Yeah.
Really? You want to stand the entire next song on your tippy toes?
Yes. All right. I could go on an entire date, like a walk with a girl, and stand on my tippy toes. She'd never know. She would never know.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe not.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS 91.7.
We're talking who has the biggest debt in the city. It's that time of year when everyone starts to look at their finances and go, all right, this is the year. This is the year I'm going to make a difference. And we just had Matthew on. Matthew had $97,000 in debt.
Pushing six figures.
Yeah, just underneath. Haley's now on the line. Haley, good morning. Can you beat the debt that Matthew had?
Unfortunately, yes, I can.
Haley, what do you have?
Roughly about $250,000.
Haley smokes!
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What?
How?
That's a quarter of $1 million for those that, everyone knew that.
Good
Never
math,
mind.
Good math.
Quarter of $1 million, Haley.
That, like, including mortgage, too?
No, not including mortgage.
No. What happened in your world?
So I am a chiropractor and I went to school in the States, and with the exchange rate being how awful it was, it racked up the Canadian loans like nobody's business.
$250,000.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. Chiropractors, I'm imagining, make good money, but they don't make an extra $250,000 a year, do they?
Not usually in your first year out, but I'm hopeful.
Oh, my goodness. How long are you anticipating this will take to pay off?
I'm going to say probably at minimum like
20
five
years.
To 7 years. Well, yeah. I'm hoping quicker than 20.
Oh, my goodness. And are you nervous about it? Like, I'm nervous for you.
I am. But it's there. It's not going away. So you just have to deal with it. But yeah, it's a little nerve wracking, especially when you say half or a quarter of a million. That's that's a lot.
Yeah. Three more of those and you have a million.
Yeah, right?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I shouldn't ask because you're not supposed to, blah, blah, blah. How old are you?
I am 26.
26 years old. Okay.
You got time.
Yeah, there's a ton of time. I mean,
that's just a daunting amount.
200. We really appreciate you, Haley, this morning because, like, I have like 10,000 roughly in debt. And now I'm just like, that's awesome.
Feel good.
Yeah, I know. I might go on a shopping spree later today. That sounds amazing.
But, Haley, not to get too personal, but, like, what would a monthly payment on $250,000 be?
I'm still in like my reconciliation period where I don't have to pay the loans back, but it's going to be like after calculations, probably close to like $1,500.
So a mortgage a month extra?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. For 7-ish years to get rid of 250. I mean, we're not helping. We should be more encouraging here. We should be good for you.
You're going to do it.
Yeah, Haley, that's nothing. What's $250,000?
Exactly. Oh. You know, it's fine.
Everybody get out there and ruin your bodies so Haley can fix them.
Yes.
And get paid.
Oh yes, my. Absolutely.
That's what we want us to do, is to go ruin our bodies. Haley, why did you choose, like, what state did you choose? New York?
I was in Texas.
Okay, so you went down to Texas. Could you not have, done the program here?
There's only one school in Canada, and it's in Toronto. And there is a French school in Quebec, but I don't speak French.
Kids, this is a reminder. Speak French.
Yeah, and like the cost of living in Texas is actually quite cheap. It was just the tuition that racked up.
Right.
Yikes, $250,000. Thanks so much for sharing. Haley, have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.
Get yourself something nice.
No, what? Don't.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
All right, Dylan, are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
I think this will be a lot of fun. And this is the intro I think we should do.
What is Robbie up to? What's he up to now? Let's find out.
Yeah. All right, so Robbie came up with a contest idea. Of some sort, a game that we can play here this morning.
Yeah.
Where did you get this from?
Well, because I just got a car. Thank you, intern Savan, for letting us shave the Toyota logo in your head.
Do you still have it?
No, it's gone.
You got
now.
Rid
okay,
of it?
You got
okay.
rid of it now. Okay.
Because I managed to get a Toyota.
Yeah.
Art Angelski hooked me up. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So, but when I was getting my insurance all taken care of, I was on hold for like an hour with my insurance company. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, they play these classical songs that are remakes of original songs.
So like contemporary music, but like done like classically?
Like pop song, like classical covers of pop songs. And the whole time I'm on hold, it was a challenge for me. I'm like, what, which one is this? What? It's on the tip of my tongue. And I was just trying to figure out what songs they were.
And you're the king of Name That Tune.
Yeah.
And you had a hard time?
It's challenging, but it's pretty doable.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring that to the radio.
Okay.
And see if you guys can figure out what these classical tunes are.
So in front of me, I have three clips right now. It's three classical tunes. You obviously know them, so you can't play along.
Nope.
Intern Savan and I will be playing along.
And what I want to do, it's going to be you two against the audience.
Okay.
If the audience can text in before you guys can name it,
yes,
then you lose.
Okay. That works.
Want to give it a try?
Yeah. I got it in front of me. Song number one.
Song number one.
You want me to... So I hit it, and then as soon as we know what it is...
It's going to be a classical rendition of a popular song.
Okay.
This one would be a Kiss song.
Okay.
That we've played We currently play it. It's played at least within the last year.
Savan, how are you feeling about this? You feel like this is something you're going to be good at?
I'm a little nervous.
You play guitar, so you know chord structure. Maybe that will help. I mean, here we go. Let's try it. Audience, 917-917. Yeah. If you can text before we get it,
name it before Dylan.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here. Oh, I know this song. Na, 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 na. Havana. Havana by Camila Cabello.
You got it.
Woo! Nice.
But you see, it kind of drives you nuts in a way. It's like, I know that, I know that, I know that. It's not what you're used to hearing.
That's a fun song.
Doesn't that sound cool?
On the this should be our new song. Okay, okay, round number two. Now I know what we're doing. Now I'm into this. Okay. Now I got it. Okay, got it. So round number two.
Yeah, see, so the audience they got it.
Did they get it before me?
No, not quite. You guys were quick on that one, but that was an easy one to start with.
All right, okay, here we go. This is song number two. It's a classical pop song. Rendition. Here we go. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Dylan!
Yes! Yes!
Oh, my God!
It's Beauty and the Beast!
You don't mess with Dylan when it comes to Disney. Well, we did get somebody ending in 9020.
Nice.
Very close. Very well done.
Nice
job, Dylan.
All right, all right. Round number three. Okay. Let's see if I can get all of them. Hey, Savannah, you want to help out?
You're not giving me a chance.
Is that what it is? Here it is. This is round number three. 917, 917. Can you beat us to this one? Taylor Swift.
Oh, my.
Taylor Swift alongside, what's his name? Brendan Urie.
Panic at the Disco guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm looking for a name, Dylan.
You're the only one to be. Oh, what's the name of the dog?
I can't help you here, Dylan.
We got it. We got it. Someone text. Ending in 9263.
Congratulations.
You got it.
What the heck is it called?
Me.
Me!
Yes. Texter, well done.
I got you halfway there. That's fun. Let's play another round of that coming up.
Yeah, I've got a bunch more, so if you want to do it.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll play another round coming up.
Well done.
Nice. The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.
We're talking about wastes of money. It all started yesterday after the show. Myself, interns of Van, and Robbie, and our boss, Leanne, we're all just talking about money and the different mistakes we've made throughout our life. I thought it'd be great to open it up and talk to people who have made mistakes.
Right.
And then hopefully deter other people from making mistakes as we enter 2021. And on the phone right now, we have Anonymous. Doesn't want to say their name.
Okay.
Anonymous. Anonymous.
Anonymous spent more than, they wanted to. What ended up, you have how many of these things?
Five.
You have five Louis Vuitton purses?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, oh, boy.
What are they all, do they look the same? Are they cousins? Like, what are they?
No, it's the typical, oh, that one could be used for this time, and that one can be taken on vacation for this, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here you sit, owning five, which is a lot of people's goal, right? There are a lot of people listening right now that is their goal, to one day have one Louis Vuitton purse.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you say to somebody that wants the Louis Vuitton?
I'd say it's a waste of money.
What did you notice? Did you notice, things like it holds things the same as any other purse?
Well, no, I convinced myself of, you know, why buy a bunch of $50 purses or $100 purses when you could have one Louis for many, many years, which is true.
Right.
But when you're spending $1,600 to $2,500 a purse,
oh my goodness,
you don't need to go buy four more. So
you have close to $10,000 in purses?
Right.
So what's so, like, will they last longer? You said
they do. But when they're sitting on the shelf,
right,
you know, that money could have been spent way wiser is all I'm saying. And it's just a trend. It's like,
it's a trend. Well, yeah.
It's a trend, right? It's, yeah.
Well, it's like you spend $4,000 on one, and then the next year they come out with the new one. That it's like the iPhone. You just want the next newest, latest one.
That's how they get you.
Marketing. Yeah. Right.
That's how they get you.
That's great that you, I mean, you learned the lesson, which is nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was after the fifth that you ended up thinking about that.
Yeah, I haven't bought one for four years.
That's good. That's not bad at all. And they're still working, right?
Right? It's just now you look at it and go, that was really, really dumb.
What happens if you spill mustard on one?
You can wipe it off. They're very resilient. But again, it's a lot of money to put on your shoulder just to say that you're a trendy person.
And why? Yeah. Is that what it is? Is just that, so
it's
you can look like.
Look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, a guy will never notice. That's what I think.
Nope.
I couldn't tell you if you got it from Winners or if you got it from the Versace store in New York City.
No, it's for, like, other girls would notice for sure.
Yep.
Most guys probably won't.
It's that flex.
Yeah, I guess. Well, it's at least you have figured it out.
Yeah.
You bought them all. You now know. And hopefully we can pass this along. Somebody listening right now that was their goal. That was their end all. Maybe perhaps we can deter them.
Yeah, it's not as great as you. After a while, you're like, whatever.
Right. This happened to me. It was years ago that I had started in radio and I was literally living off of cans of soup. That's it. I couldn't afford anything. I could barely make rent happen. And then I got a little bit of a pay increase. And I thought, okay, this is okay. I started to get a little bit more money. So then I started to buy things like, you know, I would get lettuce along with my cans
wow,
of soup, right?
Splurge.
And then I thought, right, that's what it was. Then I got a little bit more money. And then I thought, you know what I need? I need a car that says sex symbol. That's what I thought, right? That was my, I'm like, right now, I'm not getting anywhere I want in life. I need a car that will get me into anywhere I want to go. And so I couldn't afford like a really expensive like Lamborghini or something like that. But I could afford through a payment plan, through stretching really thin, a Lexus. And I got myself a Lexus IS350. And I thought that I was the coolest person on the planet. I literally drove off the lot thinking that girls were going to throw themselves at my car. Not one person ever noticed I had a Lexus and or cared. And it just cost so much money
right,
for the
right.
3 years I ended up leasing it. Not a person cared. It got me from point A to point B, and it was the biggest waste of money. And I look back on it and just hope and wish that somebody would have told me, hey, Dylan, you're about to be an idiot. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, Anonymous, you would say to somebody that's about to get a new purse, what?
I would say go on a vacation, put your money away. It's not as great as it is. The feeling's amazing for the first maybe 4 months, and after that, it just becomes a purse.
Love it. Thank you so much for sharing this morning.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, Anonymous.
You too.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
All right, so we're talking about major waste of money, and it came out of my mouth. I really do believe it. Some people might agree. Some people might not. I've got myself in trouble before saying this, but I think, personally, a wedding is a giant waste of money. And then Trish called in. Thank you so much, Trish, for being the voice that's not mine.
Right?
Trish, your thoughts on the wedding?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. It's a huge waste of money. I know. I actually didn't spend that much money even. Like, not even as much as you could spend. Okay. Not even close.
We're not going to guess exactly, but we will just throw out, like, less than 20 or more than 20?
Yeah, no, less than 20.
So less than 20, and you still think it was a waste of money?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Like, looking back on it, because why?
I feel like if you think about the fact that you're spending it for one day, first of all.
Yes.
One day,
yeah.
And then, you know, I loved my wedding. It was great. It was a phenomenal party, but that's what it was. And so you kind of spend all this money to pay for all of your friends and family to party, and that's fine. You like that, but I would have, I think, rather just...
Down payment on a home?
Yeah, down payment on a home.
Yeah.
Or if you look at it like Trish is right now, if you were able to look at it and go like, if it's just a good party for you and your friends, well, why don't you throw 5 or 10 parties for the $20,000 that you would be spending over the next couple years?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take the word wedding out of a party, it's way less expensive.
Right.
Right.
I've always thought like, and then the pressure, especially for like the bride and groom, because the day is all about them and it's supposed to be this big day, right?
They never look like they're having fun.
Never, because they're stressed that everything's going well. They're stressed that everyone's getting along. They're stressed that everyone's seats are right.
Yeah.
They're stressed that the food is right. Then they just start to have fun and it's the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Trish, it was the worst money you ever spent.
It was the worst money I ever spent. No. I wish I spent it in Hawaii or something instead.
Yes. That's called the MLA way. Love you, Trish. Have a good morning.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
Bye.
Wow. So many people are now texting saying that they agree. That's not generally the case. Is something changing?
Maybe.
Is the world changing?
Maybe.
I love this. What are you wasting your money on?
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
All right, so I'm not alone. This is good. 917-917. We're starting to receive some messages about near-death experiences. Robbie in a helicopter that almost didn't get off the ground because of your weight.
It was just so scary.
It's just the worst when if there's something in the brain that slows down time.
Yes.
And when that happens, you know you're close. You know it's awfully close. I always wonder if you have, like when you die, and obviously no one can answer this, but I always wonder like if you have that 1 second to say to yourself like, "Oop, yeah, this is it. That's the end of me." Like if you have that thought right before it happens.
You must.
Right? Like, because didn't you
yesterday? This is it.
I didn't know how it was going to end, man. I was scared when I had the hot dog lodged in my throat yesterday, COVID, all by myself, living and just jamming my belly up against the countertop in hopes that it would come flying out. And it did. And then I ate it.
Oh, my God. What?
Because it was already like, at that point, I'm not throwing it out. It tried, and I won. I ended up winning that battle. I'm telling you right now. It's not. I'm not alone. Sarah is on the line right now, and Sarah, you know how traumatizing hot dogs can be.
Yeah, very. It felt like it was like half an hour, and it was like 10 seconds.
I know. When everything slows down. So, what happened in your scenario?
So I was just like, we had hot dogs for supper. I think I was like 14 at the time.
And the best.
Like, yeah. I was starving, so I was just eating as fast as I could because I was so hungry, and then like it just got stuck and I couldn't breathe, and I'm like signaling to my parents I'm choking. My mom thought I was joking about it, and my dad got up and did the Heimlich, and sure enough it finally came out. But yeah, I was traumatized. I thought I was gonna die.
Yes, it's the worst feeling ever that a food that you love would do that to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, Sarah, we're happy you are here with us right now. And thank you for sharing this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Love you. I'm telling you, with these hot dogs, why on earth would they make something that is the exact circumference of your windpipe?
Because you're supposed to chew them.
I understand that, but listen, we all know hot dogs is just a bunch of stuff grinded up and thrown into a cylinder tube.
Yes.
Put it into a different shape. Put them into little squares for all I care. Just make it so they're less chokeable.
Are you a guy that would petition to have them put on the packaging, chew before swallowing?
No. I don't. Listen, I'm smart enough to know that I need to chew them.
Are you?
But I need them in different bites or like different shapes. Like, why can't they be little triangles? No triangles getting stuck down there.
It's ridiculous.
No.
Chew your food. And the amount of texts of people saying, why don't you just slice them down the middle, butterfly them instead? Like, wouldn't that cure all? Because this is not the first time you've choked on a hot dog and almost died.
I know. I should stop. Intern Savan, have you ever near-death experience? Have you come close?
Yeah, I actually almost choked to death, too.
Look at this, right? I bet you it's a hot dog, Robbie. Hang on. I bet you.
It wasn't a hot dog. It was a piece of steak. It was the first time I was having dinner at my girlfriend's parents' house.
No.
And I did the dumbest thing you can do, which is when I started choking, I walked away and snuck into the bathroom because I was so embarrassed.
This is a very common... A lot of people die from this, Robbie.
Really?
A lot of people die from running away because they don't want to die in front of other people. And it's embarrassing, especially like it's the first time he's in front of his girlfriend's parents.
Yeah, I was nervous.
So you were in the bathroom, like just, and you're like, uh-oh, I made a mistake.
Yeah, I was like doing the Dylan Heimlich, like up against the counter.
And that works?
It can. I mean, I wouldn't rely on it fully.
No.
I wouldn't make that your go-to. But you ended up going, you could have died inside of the bathroom. What an embarrassing thing for your girlfriend. here's my new boyfriend. He's dead on the floor. Oh my goodness.
You guys are ridiculous. Go like this. Okay, so put your jaw down.
Bring
it up. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's how you chew.
Thanks.
That's how
a lot,
you
Robbie.
Chew.
The
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Pepper will be back next Wednesday. Yesterday, he came into the office. We got to see him, and he has one of the most unusual hobbies. One for Pepper I never thought he would do. He is now knitting. He is knitting, and he is good at it. He is knitting toques.
I don't know why that shocks you. We have old man music.
Hey!
It's such an old man thing to do.
I remember I used to knit with my Baba when I was younger. She would teach me how to knit, and I could knit. Don't get me wrong, I could knit up a storm, but I always just knit like a long line. That's all it was, and I called them scarves because I didn't know what else to call them. So I would always knit like scarves for Barbies. Is basically what it ended up being.
That's fun though,
right? And so I would do that. But he is knitting these gorgeous looking toques, and just tons of them while he was in rehab. So the most unusual hobby. We're looking for those this morning, and someone texted in right now. Do we have him on the line, intern Savan?
Yes.
Oh, line perfect. One. Line one, please. Who is this?
This is Mason.
Mason, I need to talk to you about this because you texted in that your great hobby. Now, do you do this often?
As much as I can. In the winter, it gets a little hard, but still doable.
Sure. It is what?
It is disc golf. So, yeah, you're basically throwing really sharp frisbees into chain baskets from 400 feet away.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I've gone out numerous times. I got a buddy who started a league down in where I grew up in Strathmore. And when he first told me, I thought it was kind of rickety and cheap. I thought, that's you can't afford golf? What's right, going on here? Right. But then when you go out and do it, I question why you would want to pay a bunch of money for golf.
No, exactly. It seems people are nicer, too. They don't judge as much out on the course. It's an easygoing time.
Yeah, not so snooty.
Right? You don't have to, you don't have to wear like some sort of collared shirt. A lot of the whole field always smells like Robbie when I'm around there. It's very,
that's
very
a good
Robbie
smell, guys.
Smelling.
It's a good smell.
So it seems like they're laid back. But yeah, disc golf is, like you said, a great hobby. I think that I've always wondered if I should tell more people about disc golf or if disc golfers want it to be kind of a secret society.
I feel like more exposure is good. The more the merrier.
Yeah. And there are three or four different courses throughout the city.
Rundle
and
Park has an amazing... It's so big.
And beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Of course. It's a really nice one.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing this morning.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Take care.
Also getting some text message. Earrings are my hobby. I'm looking for like those weird, weird hobbies. Robbie, what's yours? Because I imagine like kids, if anyone's going to have a weird hobby, it's you.
Well, I don't know if it's a hobby, but it's like a collection of taxidermy. So I would like to get into that one day. Learn how to do the taxidermy.
You want to be a taxidermist?
Yes.
Really?
Because it's so expensive. People don't realize. And I'm not talking just like the classic deer head. Like it's kind of like redneck, I guess, for lack of a better term. I don't like that kind of stuff. I like the majestic animals. And to buy them is so expensive.
Like majestic, like unicorn?
Like, well, I have an owl and it wasn't hunted. It died naturally.
Right.
But it's close to $1,000 for one stuffed owl.
Boy, did they see you coming.
No.
It was dead on the ground.
That's what people say. It's like, oh, that's probably it. But when you actually try to buy it, it's so expensive. So I want to actually try to do it.
Someone just said, man, sometimes I have a crush on Robbie. And then he says things like being into taxidermy and ruins everything.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Kim and Kanye might be over.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we've been hearing this for a couple days, but now we're hearing more and more that the six-year marriage between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West could be over. She reportedly hasn't been seen with her wedding ring on as of recent times. And she is the one that is getting more and more upset during COVID. It's been really, really hard on her. And them having to be together. Apparently, Kanye West is increasingly sick of the Kardashian family and the reality show lifestyle. From another source.
You said she hasn't been seen with her ring, but we've been stuck at home.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to wear your wedding ring at home?
Yes.
Why?
Don't you?
Isn't it just a symbol like I'm taken, so leave me alone?
No.
Why do you need to wear it at home?
I don't think you take it off when you go home. I think your wedding ring's on. Maybe you take it off before bed and then you put it back on in the morning.
I would take it off. I would put it in my key jar, like in my key bowl. As soon as I throw my keys in the bowl, I throw my ring in the bowl.
917-917. I don't know. I've never had a wedding ring, but do you take it off and throw it in the key bowl? Yeah, I don't. I think people wear them. That's my mom always just wore hers.
Like she never took it off.
Yeah, and my dad never put it on. Interesting. Are you wearing a wedding ring? Are you taking
you take it off
and
at home? You throw it in the bowl with the
keys. There's no way you do. We'll go to Sonia. Sonia is on Team Robbie. Are you or are you? Where's your ring right now, Sonia?
I have it on my hand right now because I'm heading to work.
Okay.
But as soon as I get home from work, they're off.
Oh, so you come through the door and you take off your ring. It's like your love doesn't exist at home.
No, it does. You just, why do you need it on at home?
That's
you're
what I think.
At home to relax.
Okay, so you wear it as like a symbol only to other people. You don't want to show
isn't that all it
in
is?
Your house?
It's you show it off. Isn't that what it's for?
No, it's like it's supposed to be the unity of the marriage together. They're sitting on your ring.
So it's a signal to other people is what it is. So when you're at home, what's the point of having it?
So Sonia, you take it off. Where do you put it?
In my jewelry box.
So you come through the door, you take it off, you put it in your jewelry box, and then you put it on the next morning. Okay. Well, Robbie, there's one for you.
Okay.
Nice job. Thank you, Sonia. We love you.
You're welcome.
And now we have Pam. Pam on line three. Pam, good morning. You walk through the door, and what do you do with your ring?
I leave it on.
Because why?
Because it means something to me.
That's why, Robbie. It means something to people.
Okay. So how long have you had it on?
I've taken it off like if I'm dealing with raw chicken, and then as soon as I'm done, it goes back on. Like, it's not never come off, but if I'm doing something where I'm scared it might get wrecked or it's really dirty, I'll take it out. But it goes right back on when I'm done the task.
Okay, so even if you're at home, nobody's there, you want to have that on you.
I always have it on. I sleep with it, I shower with it, I swim with it.
You shower with it? You swim with it?
Yeah.
Huh, I don't even know.
I don't take it off.
That's what I was assuming most people would be. There are a couple other people that, like you, Pam, when raw meat's involved, the ring isn't.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
Okay. So thank you so much, Pam, this morning for letting us know. Robbie, it looks from the text that you are.
I understand. I just always, it's a thing that shows other people you're taken.
Mm-hmm.
So just what's the point of having it on?
I don't think that's what it is, though. Like, I think, ultimately it's supposed to be something that you can see easily. Oh, that person's taken or not. But I don't think that's why people wear it. I think they wear it because they're in love and that's a symbol of their love. I don't think they're wearing it just so other people see it.
That's the only thing keeping people together? Is that ring?
No.
It's not the Lord of the Rings. No. It's not a magical ring.
No, but it's supposed to be there to show your love.
Okay.
So the text messages, you've read through them. Summing them up, what would you say?
I would say I'm wrong. Mostly everybody is keeping them on, and unless they're working.
Right.
And you'd have gloves on anyway.
Sure.
There's something called degloving.
What is this?
Apparently, if your ring gets caught on something, it can rip your finger off.
What?
It can, like, rip your finger off.
Mm.
So that's the only reason some people are taking it off. So.
Yeah.
I guess our listeners love their significant others.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So there you have it. We've wrapped that up with a nice little bow or perhaps a ring around the finger.
The Pepper
and Dylan Show
on Kiss 91.7.